Good morning. I hope everyone is doing well. So a lot of you might be wondering where I've been for the past 2 weeks, why I haven't posted much. And that's because I just got super busy with life and found myself kind of struggling to know what I want to talk about. And so I just kind of put it off and I tried, like I sat down a couple times. I would record something. I'd be like, I don't like it. Scrap it. Next. And so finally, I was like, I need to get back on it. I can't do this. I can't keep, pushing it off. So hopefully I'm back for good. And if you're new here, this is the Muslim Next Door podcast, and I'm your host, Shifat. So I hope everyone's doing well. I know for a lot of people, they woke up to a new America. And being next door neighbors with America, we were watching, and it was the elections for the new president. And so, from when I'm recording this, it is projecting that the winner is Joe Biden. And I'm not happy with Joe Biden, but I'm not happy with Trump either. And so I understand the excitement from people about getting Trump out. And so, I've been seeing a lot of Muslims who've been celebrating the fact that, Joe Biden being the projected winner and being so close to getting that 270 electoral votes that he needs. A lot of Muslims are celebrating that. And I don't think Muslims, as Muslims, we're celebrating Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, but we're just celebrating the fact that they were able to get out such a racist and Islamophobic man out of office, someone with that much power, someone who had caused so much pain and trouble for the American people and created such a division that I think Americans and I think the world didn't really realize as much. We knew there was racism in America, and I think Americans knew that very well, but for a lot of people who, white people specifically, I think they were woken up to the fact that how bad racism is and how bad Islamophobia is, how bad, a lot of things were in the States because of Trump. And I think, and I look at it and I'm like, if Trump hadn't gone into power and it was Hillary, would have people been out in the streets protesting the lockup of immigrants? Because that's supposedly been going on for years. Would we have been on the streets, protesting women's rights? Would we have been on the streets, protesting Black Lives Matter? I mean, Black Lives Matter was before even Trump was in office. It was from when Obama was in office. And I remember when Trayvon Martin was killed and, the uproar from that. And I remember that was kind of my first introduction into racism and the racism that, specifically Black people face in America. And so Trayvon Martin was before Donald Trump. So I sit and I look at it and I'm like, maybe, as horrible as Trump is and as much as I hate him, I sit and I think, I'm like, but if he didn't go into office, would have the American people been that motivated and been that, pushed towards going out into the streets and fighting for what they believe in and for, the voter turnout this year was insane. For the Democratic Party, it was, in general, it was crazy seeing the numbers that came in for this year's election. And so I sit and I look and I'm like, yes, he was a shitty human being. And yes, he was in office for 4 years and he caused so much damage. But at the same time, I sit and I think, I'm like, I think because of Trump, a lot of people woke up and a lot of people realized that as much as you'd like to think racism still existed and so many issues within America still existed, but people would kind of cover, what the president was doing because he wasn't doing anything to specifically harm them. And so I think Trump really uncovered kind of the corruption in the American government. And so I hope that this is the first step to, getting to a better America. I don't think they'll be ever to eliminate racism. I don't think racism can ever be eliminated. If I'm being honest, people are always going to think they're better than other people and they're always going to be hateful towards other people because this is a generational thing. Racism goes way, way back. And it was something I was discussing with a good family friend of ours. And she said something that kind of was like, wow, this is really true. And she's like, when we look at issues like racism, you know, we don't look at the root of it. We don't look at where it started. And we don't realize how old racism is, you know, how far back it goes. And she's like, where racism really started was from Adam and Eve, you know, from the creation of humans. You know, when for us as Muslims, you know, and this is something that everyone knows, when God created Adam, you know, God asked the angels to bow down to Adam, not in a form of worship, but to welcome Adam to, you know, this universe. And everyone bowed except for Shaitan. And, you know, he disobeyed God's order. And when asked why he didn't want to bow down, he said, you know, generally along the lines of, you know, I am better than him. And that's where it all began. You know, Shaitan is made from the smoke of fire, and Adam was made from dirt, from mud. Shaitan believed he truly was better than Adam. And that's like the first kind of look at racism. You know, like, he thought he was better than someone. He treated Adam less than him. He said he was less than him. You know what I mean? And God cast him out for that. And, you know, the stories go that if the Shaitan had asked for forgiveness from God, he would have forgiven him. You know, Adam did sin, you know, when he disobeyed God's order, but he went back to God and he, you know, repented and he forgave him, you know. And there's so many stories and there's so many, you know, things that God would have forgiven Shaitan. But, you know, the Shaitan just thought he was better than this creation that God created, you know, humans. And so it starts from there. It started right from there. You know, racism was something that, you know, was always kind of there. And so it's a very generational thing, and you can be raised to be racist. You know, it all depends on the family. It all depends on the environment you're in. And I think that's why when you look at these American states, when you see that they're red, you see how their communities and their culture and the way they're raised is around racism. It's around this whole complex of I'm better than them, and I have white skin, so that means I'm a lot better than them, because they don't have white skin. And so it's something that, you know, when you come to these elections and you sit and you want to put someone better in power and you want someone who would make it better for people, I don't think Biden is that person. You know, historically, as a Muslim, like, when you look at Biden and Kamala Harris, they've been pro-Israel. There's claim they're Zionist. They've, you know, agreed to funding 30 plus, you know, billion dollars for military aid for Israel. And you sit and you look and you're like, okay, this is a person that's going to run a country, person who, you know, encourages the occupation of a people, you know, and takes away their land. So, I mean, I look at it and I'm like, he's not any better. But I feel like for Americans, unfortunately, they had to choose the lesser of two evils. I don't know how much lesser evil Biden is, but he still does stay better than, you know, Trump. And so I think for Muslims, and I think for us as Muslims, we, you know, celebrated the fact that we were able to get someone as horrible as Trump out. But unfortunately, in his place came someone who's not any better. And so I think this is kind of the first step for Americans to kind of getting back on a track where America can be livable and a little bit safer. And so I know the tensions were running high from the beginning of the before the even the elections, you know, falling up to the day of the election. You know, I had friends who were, you know, worried about what the outcome was. You know, I have family out in Florida who, you know, Florida's a red state. They sit and they're like, worried. They're like, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if Trump's going to get another 4 years. We don't know, like, if people are going to be out in the streets rioting, whether Trump wins or loses. And so there was this whole kind of fear of, like, if Trump loses, there's going to be riots, and if Trump wins, there's going to be riots. And so people were very afraid of what this outcome would be, you know, because for them it was like, no matter what happens, it's not going to be good. And unfortunately, you know, seeing that happen to, you know, your next door neighbors and this big powerhouse of a country that, you know, is like considered the leader of the world, is like, this is who we're going to let lead us, like, this country. How are you going to lead a world where when you can't even lead your own people? You know, you have your own people killing other people based on the fact of their skin color. And, you know, racism is all over the world, but I feel like in America, it's just this another level of it. And so, you know, watching these elections has been crazy. And, you know, being Canadian, I sit back and I'm like, oh, thank God I'm a Canadian and I don't have to deal with that. But at the same time, we have racism in our backyard. We have, you know, corrupt politicians in our backyard. We have people who don't like Muslims in our backyard. It's not any different. But I feel like just the leader that we have in place in Canada, you know, Justin Trudeau, as much as there's a lot of policies that, you know, I might not agree with or other people might not agree with, but you can't deny the fact that he is someone who brought the country together when it comes to Muslims and to people of color. And unfortunately, we do have our own kind of issues, you know, the way they treat, you know, natives in Canada, and the first people in Canada. And so that's like a huge issue in Canada that needs to be addressed. And unfortunately, our leader doesn't really address it the way he should be. And so any country you go to, you're going to see these issues. You're going to see, you know, these problems. But I feel like for America, it was just on steroids. And so, you know, they got Trump on. Hopefully the world can get a little bit better on track. But, you know, the world is in shambles at this point, you know, with the whole pandemic and so many different things going on around the world, you know, like in France, the Islamophobia that's back up in the media, and in Yemen, the bombing of innocent people, and people are starving. In Syria, the war that's been going on for 6+ years, and there's so many things going on in the world. And unfortunately, as someone who, you know, lives in a Western country, who lives in Canada, you know, you sit and you look and you're like, what can I do? You know, as much as money I donated, you know, how much is my money going to really help? And a lot of the times it's like, where is my money going? And obviously talking about things and making people aware of things that are going on in the world is important. And sometimes you find yourself getting very helpless. And I found myself at that point a lot of times. When the explosion happened in Beirut in Lebanon back in August, that was the most helpless I think I've ever felt, because it was my country and it was, you know, my people, and it was, you know, a place that I really loved and was close to, and seeing it, you know, in shambles, and seeing how they're on the verge of famine. They were, you know, corrupt government, and there were so many things going on in Lebanon that just watching from here, you feel very helpless. And so watching what was happening in the States kind of was the same kind of feeling. You know, you saw all these states being flipped, you know, you saw some states being flipped from red to blue, and seeing states, you know, stay blue, states staying red. So me and my dad were just sitting, we had it on the TV, and we're just like watching. My dad's like, I think Biden's gonna get like this state. I think Biden's going to be able to flip this state. It looks like he's going to be able to flip that state. And so, you know, my dad, who, you know, hates both Trump and Biden, was also cheering for a Democratic leader. And in the end, I think that's what a lot of Muslims were cheering for. I think what a lot of people in the States were hoping for was just to get Trump out. That was the goal. The goal was to get this racist, you know, horrible human being out of such a high position of power. And congrats to the American people for doing that. I know the celebrations are probably going to be crazy in the next couple days. I think a lot of people are going to feel hopeful again. I think a lot of people are going to feel a little bit safer. But, you know, the work isn't finished. And I know for a fact that, like, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. You know, the fighting is going to continue happening. And I hope the American people continue this fight that they're fighting. And I hope they're able to continue getting the work that needs to be done. And I hope that, you know, just because they got Biden in, that they don't stop, you know, everything that they've been doing and the work they've been doing. So, yeah, congrats to my American neighbors on that. And so I think the next step for Americans is to kind of abolish this electoral college system that they've had in place. That's extremely ridiculous and horrible. And, you know, just sitting and thinking that someone can get the popular vote but still not win the presidential election is kind of backwards to me. And I know this is an old system. And once again, this goes back so many years. And you know, it's states that are majority white that have more power when it comes to these elections, unfortunately. And it's a whole system that was put in place, you know, and I can get into these conspiracy theories and all these things and go very political on it. But I feel like the next step is y'all need to try and get rid of it, because it is not it. It's not where it's at. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, not much makes sense in the world, but this system specifically, I don't know, does not sit right with me, and I'm thankful we do not have that here in Canada. But seeing the last couple weeks in the States and the way people have been, you know, the 4 years that they've gone through, you know, Americans deserve, you know, this celebration. They deserve to feel a little hopeful, feel a little better, feel a little safer. And I hope with Biden, we can get that Muslim ban removed, as he stated multiple times he was going to do. And I hope that there's going to be changes that need to be made. I don't know how much changes will be done, how much what he said was just talk and was actual things he was going to work towards. I mean, you can say you're going to do something and not do it, and we've seen it happen, whether it's in American politics, whether it's in Canadian politics, or any politics in the world. You know, people speak about it and say they're going to do something and they don't do it. I feel like a majority of Americans this past week feel like they've won and, you know, are feeling a little better, you know, but there's a lot more people like Trump and a lot more people who are creating hate that are in, you know, positions of power. I mean, look at France. His president, you know, any time there's one little thing to do with Islam, he's on, you know, on TV calling out, we're gonna get these radical Islamists, and making this huge, you know, hateful kind of rhetoric and putting it out there. And anyone who knows France or knows the history of France has known it's historically been Islamophobic, and they've been invading Islamic countries, and it's a lot of history there, but they've known to be Islamophobic, especially the president of France, who's currently in position. And, you know, he's been inciting hate. He's been inciting Islamophobia. And so seeing someone like that in power is dangerous. And I pray for the Muslims out in France that, you know, you stay safe. You know, we've seen the attacks that have been happening. We've seen people, you know, getting stabbed out there because of their religion. And unfortunately, it's something that has happened before, and I honestly believe will continue to happen if we continue having these leaders who, you know, preach hate and preach intolerance. And so we need to get these people out of power. And so when it comes to people being racist and Islamophobic, prefer someone to be open with their racism rather than be racist and hide it, because you know who to look out from, you know, like, oh, this person's racist, let me stay away from them. But someone who, you know, hides their racism and pretends to be your friend, I feel like is a lot more dangerous, in my opinion, you know, because you can never know what they're up to. You know, you think they're on your side and that they respect you and they're your friend, and then in the end they have these ideas about you and about your, whether it's your skin color or your religion or whatever it is, and they end up being this horrible human being who, you know, don't want common human rights, you know, and people who have these strong opinions, and they in the end can hurt you. And so I feel like for me, I'd rather you be openly racist so I know who to stay away from, and openly Islamophobic so I know who to stay from, rather than someone who, you know, hides it and pretends to be your friend and suddenly will flip one day and shock you and scare you. And I could go on all day about these elections in the States, and I can go on about racism all day. And as much as I talk about it, you know, there's not much that will change. And I wish the more I talked, the better it can get, but that's not how it works. And on another note, for me, my eyes weren't open to the racism that, you know, Black people face in the States. It was not, you know, in Canada, like, they don't teach you slavery in schools, and if they do, it's kind of watered down and it makes it seem less horrible than it was, when it was horrific. And, you know, in my home, we never had, you know, there was no racist tendencies. My parents did not say they were better than someone else. You know, we never had that ideology in our home, and in the community that I was in, I never had seen it. And I remember when Trayvon Martin was killed for being a Black boy in America, and it broke my heart. I remember I started crying and I did not understand. I was like, how could you kill someone because you just didn't like the color of their skin? Like, how can you have this, like, notion about someone, think they're a horrible human being and they deserve to die because of the color of their skin? And it was just something for me as a kid I did not understand. And when I started, you know, looking into it and seeing the movement that was created after Trayvon Martin was killed was intense. And I started, you know, looking into the history of it. And I started realizing, I was like, damn, this isn't something new. This isn't something that, you know, just started when Trayvon Martin was killed. This was, you know, generations before Trayvon Martin, and continues to happen. And, you know, it years after Trayvon Martin, something that I think a lot of people don't realize goes on. And then one day you see something in the media and you're kind of shocked to it. And the way I was raised is that we're all the same. You know, I never differentiated myself with other people. I never thought I was better than other people because my parents were not like that. You know, my family was not like that. And so having my eyes open to that was, you know, very, you know, shocking to me and heartbreaking to me, because I just, even to this day, I just can't understand why someone would think they're better than someone because of the color of their skin or the religion they believe. You're not better than anyone. You know, we're all humans at the end of the day. And so it's frustrating for me when I see stuff like that, and I see people be so hateful and so hurtful, and for people not to want, you know, good for other people is really sad. And so I think for me, when it came to the Black Lives Matter movement, I was very, you know, pulled towards it and felt so strongly about it because of the way I was raised and the way my parents, you know, instilled in me that, you know, we're all equal. And I think in Islam too, because of the way we were raised around Islam, you know, in the Quran and everything, is, you know, that we're all equal. No one's better than anyone, you know. And so I'm not saying that there isn't racism within Muslims and in the Muslim community and the Arab community. There is. And it's something that as a Muslim ummah we need to work on, and as an Arab community we need to work on, because there is. You know, I'm from Lebanon, and I'm, as much as I love Lebanon, I love the Lebanese people, but they're racist, and it's something that's historically been there. And there's just this, they're just years behind Western societies in a way where racism still kind of exists, and that's more of a cultural thing. It's more of the way people were raised. And it's this thinking that they have that, you know, they might not be hateful towards, you know, other people, but it's more they have this superiority complex that they're better, unfortunately. And that's not Islam. And it's not something that I agree with at all. And so I think for me, I think watching how other people were raised and seeing people in the States the way where they were raised, you know, it's the environment they're in, it's the ideology their parents had in the home, it's, you know, it's so many factors that go into the way a child turns out. And a lot of children can end up having racist parents and turning out really amazing, but again, that's this kid going out and doing their own research and having, you know, their own influences and their own beliefs. And so I think for a lot of people, just the way, that's all they really know when it comes to that. All they were ever told growing up is that, hey, you're white, you're better than this person. And so when you're raised with this kind of ideology, you know, you believe your parents, you know, whatever it is. But I think as you get older, the difference is, you know, making that choice of whether you're going to go down this path or that path. And a lot of people, you know, choose the wrong path. They choose the path to continue being racist. And it, unfortunately, it takes a lot to change someone's mind. But yeah, I think it was a big win for the States this past week. And I hope things get better for people out there. I know how excited a lot of you are to get Trump out, and good job on it. And for the rest of the world that watched in on it, I hope that if you have a corrupt government, you're able to get it out. And it's a long fight. But this has been a Muslim Next Door podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay 6 feet apart, and don't miss your prayers. Till next week.